The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio, channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 30th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host is...
the very famous Bird.
Miss on a bike.
I know. You're all right.
All right, lovely.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I've got loads to tell you.
Have you? Go on then.
Yeah. Well, no, why are you so chipper?
I don't know. It's just one of those moves. You coming in here all bouncy and smiling. That cheered me up.
I try not to. I try to keep it down.
Do you?
Yes.
It ain't working off.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been going since 5 this morning.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you Facebook Live at that time?
No.
From the woods?
No, it's dark.
Yeah.
You can't see me. I can't breathe. I'm like... anyway, yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Well, lots of things. But first thing to tell you is I've got a new clothing line coming out.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, called Bird and a Bike.
Really? How did you think of that?
And it's cycling gear. I am so excited. It is ridiculous. It is so beautiful. Steve and I spent hours and hours.
Is it all lycra?
Of course it is. You look great in it, love. Of course it's lycra. It's race gear. It's going to be...
Is it body hugging?
Yeah, it has to be.
Will I look great in it?
Aerodynamic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm as aerodynamic as a bag of potatoes.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Steve and I are so excited about it.
Is it all in one? Is it a onesie lycra suit?
There is a race suit. It's called a skin suit. Gives it away in the name.
Sounds
amazing. I know. And it's got like, you will love it so much. It's so beautiful. And then we're doing apparel like this, so like a little gilet, but really feminine.
Oh, lovely.
I know. And somebody said to me, is there some baggy stuff? I said, yep. So, but it's not too baggy so that you hide in it, but it's enough so it's very curvaceous.
Blimey.
I know. I'm so excited with Bird and a Bike.
Am I going to get a freebie one? Do you want me to model it for you?
I don't know where to go with that.
Do you not?
No. Say yes. Absolutely yes.
It depends where. Where we market it.
So, I'm so excited. Now, but I want to ask you a serious question. Because I know, because you said a little while ago that you have a thing about cycling clothes.
And
the fact that it's always black.
Oh my God, you've even got the finger out at me
It's loaded.
It is more white than black. There is some black. It's
okay.
Because my logo is black and white.
Yeah.
But there's a very faint pale pink in it. So it's really
nice.
I know.
Oh, lovely.
I know. But you say that.
Say it as if you mean it.
Yeah.
But you say that. It's
Hold on, Ernie. Can you see me in a body hugging, slightly pinged? Pink-tinged lycra onesie. Can you imagine that?
The imagination is working.
It's not. Hold on a minute. There's pink. It's like a really... It's like this on my phone. So it's a very baby pink, but tiny line
it's
through
blushed
it.
Pink.
It's a pale line through it. Oh. So it's men and women can wear it. So like Stephen would wear it. I wear it. You wear pink shirts, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's not too feminine. But yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm also playing with cryptocurrency. Loving that.
Are you?
Yeah. Loving
what
playing
platform,
with...
What platform are you on?
Okay, so I've got nothing involved in these at all. But I'm playing on Coinbase.
I
came in tonight and said to you, oh my God, it's so volatile and I'm learning so much and I'm learning the back end of it and I'm learning the front end of it. And it's brilliant.
Yep.
It's our morning talk and it's our go-to-sleep talk.
Cool.
Non-stop.
It's interesting how cryptocurrencies have caused a lot of people to start looking at investing. And, of course, for a few years now, anyone with any savings has been wasting their time because interest rates have been non-existent. So putting your savings in a building society or a bank is completely pointless because you get absolutely no return at all. So increasingly, people have been looking at trading, first of all, trading equities and shares, which is cool. That's good.
You and I can't talk about, we can't have an opinion about it. We can't get involved in it. You can't talk about AI. You can't talk about voice activation unless you're willing to play the game. You have to test the potential of it. So that's what I'm doing. I've got very few zeros on the end of my investment. Who cares? I'm still learning the same rules. I'm still learning how to play the game.
Absolutely. A friend of mine, Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who is a very, very clever man, academically, but he's also one of the world's wealthiest traders because he was a trader for a long time. His whole point, and he writes books like Anti-Fragile, The Black Swan, and all those kind of things. His whole point is you need to have skin in the game.
You've got
Don't have an opinion on anything unless you've got skin in the game.
You can't be the man in the arena and be sitting in the seats and then go, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
You've got to get in there.
Skin in the game.
I'm getting, you know, like we're talking about selling and blah, 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 and it's just awesome. So, you've got to play the game.
Skin in the game.
I was actually with some lawyers a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying that they are having inquiries to buy properties with bitcoins.
Mm.
And they said they've never ever done it before, and they have no idea.
Exactly.
So it just shows you the world is all about AI moving forward.
Of course it is. You have to play with it. You've got to play with it. And to actually not have too much emotion in it. I said to you, I'm playing with it. I'm having fun with it. Mm. That's what I'm doing. I'm prepared to risk a certain amount. I'm not happy to lose it, but I'm prepared to lose it in order to get the learning that I need from it. And that's the difference.
But what they say is if you're ever, ever going to invest any money, so even if you're talking about what you're doing now, or maybe even in the stock market, investing in stocks and shares, you have to be prepared to lose it.
Yeah,
It's that's a given. And I was saying to Bird off air, I had an uncle that was a professional gambler. And he did really well at it because he allocated a certain amount of money each week, whether he won or lost, didn't matter. That was how much he spent. Yeah. And he accumulated his gains, took these losses on the chin, but never gambled more than he had each week, no matter what, you know. So you get loads of people in both in the stock market and gambling that think they're on a lucky streak and, you know, we'll put the entire house on a, you know, on a number coming up, and of course they lose.
Well, on my honeymoon, that's exactly what happened, and that has scarred me for life. There was literally, it was on our first night of honeymoon in Sun City. A guy, first of all, put his car keys, and he lost them, and then he actually put his house keys. And I remember the croupier saying, "Are you sure?" And he goes, "I am," and he lost his house.
And then the wife.
Well, absolutely. The whole family is gone.
Wife's gone in.
Yeah.
There was no wife there. He was by himself.
Well, there you go.
Well, he certainly is now.
Absolutely.
And you know, you see that. And Nick Leeson, professional trader with Barings, that's what he did. He tried to mitigate his losses by going big on it, and eventually, you know, they just overwhelmed him.
I was speaking yesterday, and I'm all for going big. You have to dream big. You have to go bigger than anybody can ever think of going big. But there is a point when there is a strategy needed, and this is what I was saying to you. We've worked out how much it cost, what's the profit, how much are we going to go in at, what are we going to come out at. You've got to test every area of it. You can't just go, oh, my God, it's going up. Let's stay in. No, we're going to sell out at that point because I want to see what it is like to sell, because everybody's going, oh, they charge so much. Hold on. Well, let's just see. What if I put the money here in this part of the wallet? What happens to this? So it's testing the potential of everything.
The whole thing behind blockchain and the rest of it is going to have a massive impact on everything. And I'm hearing now people that are talking about launching their own cryptocurrencies for different things.
Absolutely.
There's a thing called Sweatcoin.
Yeah.
Oh, did I talk about it?
Oh, my days. Well, I should have it because Sweatcoin is a cryptocurrency based on helping people exercise. So the more you exercise, the more cryptocurrency you gain.
Do you have a special pocket in your lycra suit for
it? Please, sausage. No. I'll put that in my new apparel.
Thank you. Just a design consideration.
It's for your sweat coins.
For your sweat coins, yeah.
But you can make. But what it does is if you earn X amount, I was looking into it, you've got to cover a lot of mileage. And bear in mind, I'm marathon training. So I'm covering a lot of mileage, more than the average bear. So you've got to cover a lot of mileage before you even get any cryptocurrency that then you can spend in, I think it's Amazon or certain places.
Sure.
See, all this, I think, is absolutely fantastic. And this is how the millennials are now thinking. Yep, they are thinking completely outside the box in a way that we never, ever did. And this should be taught in schools because education should be starting right at primary level.
Without getting too heavy about this, the problem that we're going to face here is that governments don't like this.
Of course they don't.
Because fiat currencies, which is what we've had for the last 50 years, has enabled governments to control the currency and borrow money at will and print money. Cryptocurrency doesn't allow them to do that. So you're going to find a lot of politicians trying to shut down blockchain and cryptocurrency or make it really difficult because they don't like the fact that they're going to lose control of the currency. Because Anyway, you don't get me started on that. But
it's go on, start ranting. I love it.
But it's also in terms of what they've invested, and it's like smoking and it's like drinking. It makes the government money. Mm. So therefore, on the one hand, they're seen that they're promoting, but also they have to be seen as trying to
control it. They've got to try and it's going to come. They're going to try and control it. Otherwise, they lose control.
But do you know what? It's not only just that. I mean, obviously, you could get very focused and single-minded into cryptocurrency and where it's all going and AI and voice. You hear me speaking about this all the time. It's not that. It's teaching you yourself to have certain skills and then to replicate that and be consistent in that way. So, yes, I'm going to test the potential of a certain market. Yeah. That's entrepreneurial, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not necessarily having the knowledge in the product, but actually maybe produce a product. You don't need to anymore. This is virtual currency. This is crazy.
The whole of life, this is Paul's thought for the day. The whole of life isn't about having experience. It's about gaining experience. It's about trying stuff and learning as you go along.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Andrews.
He's very deep and meaningful.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And as a life coach, I'm very impressed, Paul, may I say.
Do you want to say that again? Because I'm liking that. I've forgotten it already.
Well, life is about experiencing things. It's about trying stuff and learning from experience as you go along. Anything that you do, you know, I could give you a manual on how to ride a bicycle. Yeah, but you can't ride a bicycle unless you fall off. Yeah, you have to learn how to ride a bicycle, and you can only do that by riding the bike. Yeah. I can give you a manual that says sit upright, hold the handlebars, pedal, but you'll fall over for the first time. You will, you know, and so life is about experiences. Anyway, we've got to get a guest on the phone in a minute, so I'm going to play a music track in a minute, but I just want to say to everybody listening out there, you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call us, although I'm going to be on the phone in a minute, on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. We have already had 1,943,763,002 tweets.
Oh my goodness.
And I counted them. So that's that's a true and accurate figure.
Have you seen that people aren't putting you now in the tweets? Just saying.
They aren't
just
putting
saying,
what?
They're not putting you in the tweets anymore. They're just saying, hi, bird and a bike.
They're just
and
tweeting
they are
you.
Completely blanking you out. What's that all about?
Do you know what?
What?
I'm going to play a record because I don't want to talk to you anymore.
What number is this, Jim?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our loved one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
JobsInKent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back to the Kent Business Radio Show, Business Bunker, here on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio, channelradio.co.uk/2. On this Tuesday, the 30th of January, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-host...
Bird on a Bike.
Bird on a Bike, Miss on a Bike. Hey, listen, we're joined on the phone now by our first guest of the day, Mr. Julian Hall. Julian, hi.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks ever so much for joining us on the phone. I know it was kind of last-minute thing for you, and we really do appreciate it. I tell you what, can you kick off by giving us a bit of background to what you do? Your Ultra Education is your business. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's fascinating what you do.
Sure, thanks, Paul. So, so the company I run, we launched it 2 years ago, Ultra Education, and it was really based on my passion for two things, really: entrepreneurship. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18 years old, and I believe that, you know, really gave me some essential skills that have helped me to navigate, you know, the ups and downs of life and business.
Sure.
And I also had a kind of renewed appreciation for education, and, you know, having, you know, a young daughter of my own and seeing how she started to kind of pick up on what people would regard as kind of entrepreneurial and creative thinking and skills, I realized that actually this whole debate around entrepreneurs being born or made, that entrepreneurship could be taught, the actual skills around entrepreneurship could be taught, and they were really enabling. So we, you know, put together a program, a bunch of learning materials, and we started to do work in schools, and we run independent clubs between kind of London and Birmingham, which teaches entrepreneurship in a really practical way.
Yep.
So for us, I always describe entrepreneurship as a practical sport. It's less business studies and chalk and talk. It's more, well, you know, if you want to set up a T-shirt or cupcake business, let's actually do it. Let's actually go through the process and, you know, set it up so that you can feel what it's like in a really practical and fun way. And we found that really engages kids and young people to learn more about business and entrepreneurship.
It's fantastic, isn't it? I do quite a lot of work in schools as well, and I'm involved with Young Enterprise and the Tanner Challenge, amongst other things. And when you go into a school and you start to talk to young people about these kind of things, they really do embrace it quite quickly, don't they?
They do, and I think, you know, they are always looking for ways that they can kind of act and do things that grown-ups do, right? Yeah. And business is one of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, giving them the guidance and the tools to exercise that, you know, the passion that they might have for something in a real-world sense, and to give them something which they feel is tangible, a tangible outcome, i.e. some money at the end of it, perhaps, or even just some great feedback, I think is a real motivator. And it gets them used to what, you know, some quarters are saying is going to be the future. You know, we are going to require more young people to start, you know, or create their own employment as opposed to look for jobs. So I think now is a really great time to encourage kids and young people with the kind of entrepreneurial mindset that I think they'll need for their future.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Hi, Julian, it's Anya here, and I'm sharing. I'm actually sharing your passion for entrepreneurship. So I'm there with you 100% of the way. I also work in schools. I actually deliver mentoring programs on self-belief and confidence, but it's actually very much geared at building hope and self-belief in the young generation to believe that they can achieve absolutely everything. And what I've actually found is that many of those, I mean, there are entrepreneurs in our family. We used to do the cupcake stalls. We used to do the selling the juices. And I remember when our kids started from a very, very early age, I used to think, oh, my God, what the neighbour's going to say. Mm. And in fact, as a result, I've now got two children who are very entrepreneurial. And like yourself, my son set up his business when he was 11 and just set up another one when he was 16. So I completely, completely think that what you're doing is absolutely phenomenal, that you're starting at primary and secondary school level, because there just isn't the support.
That's the interesting thing, is the ages at which you're doing this as well. And I'd like to get a feel for the experiences you're having with the younger students, Julian.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. So I think our approach to entrepreneurship, and when a seven-year-old asks us what an entrepreneur is, we say that an entrepreneur is somebody who does what they love and they make some money from it. So using that as a baseline approach, you know, asking kids what they love, what their hobbies are, what makes them smile, you know, there's endless kind of, you know, lists of stuff that kids like to do. And the great thing is that almost everything that they are engaged in, so today it could be slime, Lego, it could be YouTube, it could be, you know, whatever it might be, there's a business attached to all of those things, right? So my daughter, for example, she loves slime, and, you know, she's become quite a dab hand at making different types of slime, and she's now been selling her slime in school and to her friends, and, you know, for £5 a pot, and it costs £1 to make it, which is, you know, from a business perspective, it's not a bad markup, but she actually really likes, and she really loves slime. So all we really do at that age is get them to connect the dots between the things that they love doing, what they're passionate about, and the fact that these things do actually make money. Someone does sell them, so why don't you? And actually, you know, it's not just doing it for doing its sake. If you're really passionate about something, you'll probably have your own spin on it. You'll probably be able to add some value to it, you know, create something a little bit different, you know, which in business we'll all call a USP. And be able to find a space in the market where you can exist and, you know, and make some pocket money, right? So that's how we start to engage them. But again, you know, we do it through actually saying, okay, well, if you want to write a book, you want to create T-shirts, you want to make some slime, you want to make some cupcakes, let's actually do it. Let's work out how much these things cost.
Yeah.
And because it's led by their passion, what they're interested in, then, you know, it's less about trying to convince them, okay, let's do the maths now to work out the costs. Let's do the English now to work out how your pitch is going to come across, right? And again, because it's starting with their baseline passion, it by default gives them a little bit more confidence to make the first step in their pitch and hopefully get them going.
But what you're doing is you're creating the right mindset for a young entrepreneur. So even through the fun and games, you are building huge self-belief and confidence. You're teaching them basic financial skills as well, but in a way that they don't even realise. Yeah. So when you're saying...
That's the key thing here, isn't it? I mean, for someone that... I left school when I was 14 because I just didn't get on with it at all. And what you're saying here is really good stuff for me, because I've, you know, if you tell someone they're going to do a maths lesson, yeah, they go, oh, lovely. If you just if you just happen to be doing something that you're passionate about and you need to add up some numbers or multiply some numbers, you're not doing a maths lesson anymore. You're doing something.
Precisely.
Yeah. And that's the key thing that I think is underpinning all of this, is that you're giving real world reasons for young people to use those and develop those skills and talents.
But also, I actually heard that 71% of small businesses are owned by are single owners. And I think that the stats is that 96% of businesses fail in the first 10 years. Is that right? And that 76% of the businesses, they actually fail as a result of poor cash flow.
Yeah.
So if you can actually introduce that, I suppose that way of thinking from a very, very early age.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many elements to what Julian's doing here, which are brilliant, because, you know, you're teaching young people to experience things. We were having a discussion before we got Julian on the phone. Bird, who's my co-host here, she's just started investing in cryptocurrencies.
Right.
And she has no experience in doing that at all, and she's enjoying the fact that she's learning as she does it. Yeah.
Right.
And for entrepreneurship, that is the crux of entrepreneurship, really, isn't it? Is you see something you fancy doing and you have a go at doing it and you see how it unfolds and you learn as you go along and you adapt to what you learn as you go along. And I really like that approach to things and the approach that you're kind of getting youngsters to look at.
But also the good thing is when you're very, very young, you're making mistakes, but it's okay to make mistakes because everyone's making mistakes around you.
Yeah.
And whereas when you're older and you're making those mistakes, you've got to somehow overcome those challenges and do a lot of reframing and think very, very differently, which is probably harder as you get older when you set up a business.
So, Gillian, I'd like to ask you as well, how do you find you're taking this into schools? Are you finding that schools are embracing this? I mean, obviously the ones that do. But how easy do you find to get schools to engage with you on it?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Paul. And actually, almost all of the teachers, be they, you know, normal subject teachers or heads, completely agree with the thinking behind what we're trying to do. Mm. The challenge that schools have is that they've got Ofsted who are, you know, ranking them. And Ofsted currently do not have a tick box for entrepreneurship or for business or for enterprise.
Yep.
So, you know, as much as schools want to do this, it's more of a nice to have than a need to have.
Yep.
Even if they philosophically believe kids need this, you know, the actual black and white of it is that Ofsted are going to come in and rate them on maths, English and science for the most part. So, you know, that's kind of where the challenge is. It's about, you know, how do we get it into the school day? And there are different ways of doing that because there are, you know, high-performing kids who need to be motivated. There are low-performing kids who need to be motivated. There are areas of leadership and teamwork building and employability skills and all the rest. These types of subject areas do include, you know, huge aspects of entrepreneurship. So we can get in through those aspects of the curriculum. But just kind of pure enterprise and entrepreneurship at the moment is difficult. So, you know, we've not done badly. We've gone into about 30 schools so far.
Julian,
but, 30, that's fantastic. Yeah,
Julian, hi, it's Baird. We were nearly going to speak on the same stage, but unfortunately you had something that came up. So it's a shame because I would have loved to have met you then. But I know that you put on events as well, don't you?
We do indeed, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about those. What do they consist of?
Yeah, so when we first started the business, you know, we weren't sure what was going to happen, but you know, we were quite pleased to see that, you know, kids were picking up, you know, the ideas and they were actually starting businesses. And what we wanted to do was actually create a platform, you know, for them to interact with members of the public and, you know, physically have somewhere where they could sell their products and services. So we started to create kids business fairs and we put them into really nice venues. So we've had them in the city at places like Here East, top 10 law firms. We've got RBS in Bishopsgate in a few weeks. So, you know, really kind of aspirational places. And we put on these fairs, you know, we get hundreds of people to come down and we, you know, mentor and guide the kids on how to sell to the public. And, you know, they've got their PayPal readers, they've got their pull-up banners and their products and their leaflets.
That's it.
Brilliant.
And, that really... you know, it's really practical. I remember the first time we did a fair, right at the end, I had, you know, 10-year-olds running up to me saying, Julian, I made, you know, £100, I made £50, I made 150 quid. And, you know, there was one girl who was selling a product, she made £140 in 1 hour.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, you can imagine that not just for her, but for her peers, that now makes that real. You know, it's something that a parent or a teacher says, you know, you can do this.
Yeah.
It's actually, well, I've done it. And so I know, you know, that's now pushed her aspiration up. And that of her peer group as well. So those are the types of events we do. We also had a Kids Business Awards at PwC next to the Mayor's office.
Fantastic.
November gone. And that was just to recognise all of their hard work.
Right.
The hard work of some of the teachers and the parents, of course, because parents are hugely engaged with what we do. So, you know, it was kind of black tie event. Everyone got dressed up and, you know, we gave them their awards. And it was just a fantastic event.
Brilliant. One of our guests, Tammy, would like a quick word with you as well, Julian, if that's okay.
Hi Julian. Hi. I was just listening to your difficulties when you were saying about getting into the schools, because I actually created a book about 4 years ago called The Secret and the Rainbow, and it was all about trying to encourage children from a very, very early age about self-worth, confidence, etc. And like you, I found that over 3 years, my biggest struggle was trying to, although every school I was approaching was really on board with the whole concept and how it worked, et cetera, I found that I was coming across the same hurdles as you was in terms of, because of all the boxes they have to tick and with the tight budgeting in place, even with the pupil premium that has been handed out to schools now, because budgets are being taken out from underhand in other ways, obviously the pupil premium is being used to try and help with that. And I had to, like you, really have to put my thinking cap on of how I could go around this ready for the future. And one thing that I've actually come up with is I've designed and created lesson plans so that my original design was supposed to only sit under PSHE. But obviously, like you with the entrepreneurship, it was kind of like, well, it's a give or take. We can either have it or we don't, but it's not kind of ticking the boxes. And anyway, so what I've done is when I design the lesson plans is I've created the actual book so that it can actually fit in to the lesson plans of what the schools have got in place under the curriculum so that it can actually be used under English, maths, PE. And it's kind of just adapting the product so that it could fit under any one of those curricular lessons where they are having to run those.
That's absolutely amazing. It's strange because we actually came to the same conclusion. So we've been doing exactly the same thing. So we've been working with schools now on their schemes of work and lesson plans to use the modules of our course to align with the objectives of their curriculum. So with, you know, with primary schools, we're creating things called learning statements, and we're doing some of the things with secondary schools. So you're absolutely right. I think Lord Young produced a report called Enterprise for All in 2014. And in that report, he said that, you know, enterprise and entrepreneurship helps to make the curriculum relevant because kids then understand why they're doing things. So, yeah, we've done similar things. You know, we're actually working with a bunch of schools now to kind of redevelop their schemes of work and lesson plans and resources so that we can effectively just make the subjects more entrepreneurial. And further to that, you know, this will take us a little bit of time, but we're actually on the road to creating GCSE and A-level in entrepreneurship, because those are things that schools really valuable, a qualification, obviously. And that will give us a lot more scope to deliver, you know, what we know will work into schools, because it's directly connected to something that can give them a pathway, both to college and university.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Julian, it's a fascinating topic. We really do love what you do. It's really brilliant. I think it's so important to introduce this kind of thing to schools. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. So what I think Anya wants to ask you a question. Once Anya's starting, you can't stop her. So we'll just let her ask a quick question before we go.
All I actually wanted to ask you, Julian, is I co-present a radio show with Barnaby Winter, who's founder of The Brown Bucket. It's aimed at entrepreneurs, and it's all about giving tools and strategies to young startups or founders of businesses. We would love to invite you onto the show. So I'll actually DM you outside of this show, because I love
Wonderful.
What you're doing.
That's amazing. And I've got to plug one more thing quickly.
Yeah, of course.
Because we really want to make learning fun for kids. Mm. You know, there's this whole idea of gamifying education. So what we've done is we've really gone the nth degree. And on Thursday, we are on the app stores releasing the UK's first mobile game which teaches kids entrepreneurship.
Fantastic.
And it's called Startup Dash.
Right.
And it's based on a popular game format. When you see it, you'll understand. But in our test groups, you know, kids are really addicted to the game. But it introduces all of the concepts of business and entrepreneurship in a really, really fun way. And we're hoping that that's going to be, you know, a vehicle that we can use to get to loads and loads of kids, you know, around the UK and potentially around the world.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. We've got a link to your website on our radio website, and that will stay there. When you launch the game, if you could tweet me or Facebook me or whichever way, then we'll obviously help promote that as well, because I think that's absolutely fabulous.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Julian, thank you so much for joining us.
Wonderful, guys. Thank you for taking the time, and great speaking with you all.
Yeah, and you. And likewise. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you again soon, huh?
Cheers. Yeah. All right, guys.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Mr. Julian Hall of Ultra Education. Fantastic.
He's
I really
cool
love that
guy.
Kind of stuff.
Fascinating. You could have carried
really
on talking
stuff.
Forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good stuff. And I really do like introducing youngsters to the concepts of business, entrepreneurship and everything else. Because our curriculum doesn't deal with those kind of things. You know, we produce generation after generation of young people that don't have the first understanding about business because it's not part of the
deal. But they don't do any of the stuff for the young people. Any practical stuff is not taught in schools. Mm. There's still, I mean, this is a huge, big passion of mine that I want to take forward later. Mm. But even having my own children, it's still only 11 and 11 and 9. I found that, you know, we're still teaching our kids the same things as that we was teaching our grandparents. Yeah. It's the the education system just hasn't moved on for the needs of today.
Do you know, 51% of, only 51% of schools in the United Kingdom even offer a GCSE in IT. Yeah. It's the 21st century, for crying out loud. Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it, how bad our education system is behind the times.
I'm going to come at a little bit of a different. Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to just poke a little bit in a different way.
Yeah.
Look, entrepreneurship or being an entrepreneur is not for most people.
No, absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
So we're making it out to be this, oh, we should teach it. I'm not being rude, but it's hard.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to work at 10 o'clock at night? Are you prepared to work 7
days? That's why you find something you love.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't.
But not everybody's
work.
An entrepreneur.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No.
Not everybody is.
I agree.
No, absolutely.
And we want to work for places.
But if you think about it, if you think about it with education, not everybody's a mathematician and not everybody's a writer.
Yeah.
The idea is to be introduced some to different ways of thinking. And you're absolutely right, Birda. The number of entrepreneurs is quite vanishingly small
as a
percentage.
It's not sexy.
No, so it's hard work.
It's dribblingly hard work.
But the interesting thing is, and I think where the critical thing here is, is it's introducing you to a different way of thinking.
Yeah.
And that's the critical thing.
It's learning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a learning experience.
It's not
necessarily about you becoming an entrepreneur.
No.
It's about you learning a different way of thinking.
Yeah, but it's like Julian touched on as well, is that, you know, kids today are learning so differently, and you've got so many children out there now that have got different mindsets in terms of, you know, that we're more aware now of mental health issues as well, right from a very young age, from autism to ADHD, et cetera, that most of these children have got the capability to learn, but not in today's schooling.
Yeah.
They need to be active. They need to be up and moving and doing. And I know that, you know, I mean, what Julian is saying, and I get absolutely what you're saying as well, Bird, you're right. It's entrepreneurship isn't for everybody, but that strategy of the way that it's taught, it would actually make a big difference to those children that just can't sit.
My personal problem with the education system is it's one dimensional.
Yeah.
It only focuses on one thing. It focuses on academic success in traditional academic subjects.
Yeah.
And then 70% of the population could go spin as far as they're concerned because, you know, that's where it is. And that's why we're failing our young people, because it's not broad enough, as you said, Tammy, in terms of experiential things, in terms of hand-on things.
Yeah.
You know, purely academic people are a small portion of the overall population. But our entire education system is geared to that.
And it also makes, sorry, Anya, but it's a subject I'm so passionate about, because it actually does make a huge difference to a person's mental well-being, because I wasn't an academic growing up. And because I couldn't do the standard stuff that everybody, that were being taught, I spent a huge chunk of my life believing I would never be good enough. Mm. And in actual fact, entrepreneurship was my way forward, but it took me until my late 20s, early 30s to even have the confidence to pursue that, because throughout school, school kind of taught me that I was a failure.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's interesting, because I was having a conversation with my daughter yesterday, and she was saying that, and she is academic, she's one of these children where she doesn't really have to work very hard at her study. Mm. She'll read something and she'll remember it. And she told me that she was bullied all through school because she was too intelligent.
Mm.
So it's like, we need to get it right somehow.
Yeah.
And we're not even teaching our children how to look at a bank statement, how to understand.
If you believe that one size fits all, then you just aren't thinking very straight, as far as I'm concerned, it's as simple as that.
It's really simple. We just need to adapt.
We need to change and do
it very quickly. Absolutely. And we're staying in that same stagnant.
But you know what, Bert? I actually went to Ben's school, so this is when he left sixth form, and I said, I'd like to go in, and I would like to talk about entrepreneurship. I don't want to get paid for it, but I want to talk about cash flow, and I want to talk about having dreams. And they went, Anya, yes, we think it's absolutely amazing, but actually we can't fit you into the curriculum.
No, it's as Gillian said, they're not geared for that. It's a conversation we could go on having for ages, but we've got to move on. So.
And we're getting loads of tweets as well.
Yeah, and we haven't read any tweets yet, and we're two-thirds of the way through the show. So I'm going to start by reading some tweets, because, so we'll change it. We've had the lovely folks, Kate and Keith from Athelbrae Limited, and they say, Business Bunker, hello. Couple of days for GDPR. A couple of dates for it. It's the 27th of February at Chilston Park. And that's a course they're running on GDPR. And there's also a mental health awareness for managers taking place at Brands Hatch Place on the 15th of March. and they have places available on both courses. You pay for one and a second person goes free. If you want to find out more, give them a follow on the Twitter. That's the easiest thing. It's Athelbrae Limited. I'll spell that for you. It's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D, Athelbrae Limited, on Le Twitter.
Is that the same as buy one, get one free?
Yeah, it's a bog off.
Yeah, buy one, get one free. Awesome. Also, we've had Chris Hyde. Hello, Chris. He's like great guest on Business Bunker. And he's just showed us a gift that he sent through. Well, it isn't really a gift. It's a five-year-old was fined £150 by a council for running a lemonade stand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
But did you see? I happened to see that story. Yeah. And the council got their head kicked in by so many people that they relented eventually.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they tried to charge her with street trading without a licence and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, my
and everybody just piled into the council and went, don't be so damn stupid.
It's great.
And eventually they passed a bylaw temporarily letting her off a ridiculous.
But can you imagine the stress that must have caused that child as well?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Completely unacceptable.
Let's come off the subject because this is really important. I think this is probably my first one that's ever happened like this, Paul.
Go on, go for it.
Mitch from Cars from Kent has said, hi, Bird and a Bike. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Where are you? Mitch? He's not happy.
I'll tell you what, Mitch. Forget it, mate. I'm not mentioning Cars from Kent ever.
They want to buy and sell your car locally from carsfromkent.com.
Yeah, no.
Paul Andrew.
If he's not got me in there,
No,
Cars from Kent, don't.
What are we going to do about that?
I don't know.
Is this going to be a new trend that's set on Business?
I don't know. We'll see. What do you reckon?
I'm laughing. It's so funny.
Are you made up by this?
Do you know who I am? I've always wanted to say that. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
When my book comes out, everything is all coming.
Cool.
Anyway, Mitch, there's your shout out.
I'm going to read one that doesn't mention you then. and it's a new listener as well.
Do it.
It's from Crossways Community. Crossways_8 is their Twitter handle. And it says, be a Business Bunker. We're a Christian charity in Tunbridge Wells, which cares for adults with moderate to acute mental health needs. We also offer training in primary, secondary schools and businesses in West Kent to improve mental health awareness. Can you give us a shout out, please? And he's given me an email address, which is chris.mundy, spelled M-U-N-D-A-Y, at crosswayscommunity.org.uk. So do check them out and speak to Chris if you want to find out more about what they do.
Those toilets are listening to us again. Tenterden Toilets.
You're right, Laura.
Here's your shout out, my darling. Thank you for listening, as always. Gosh, we've got loads of people on today. I love it.
Yeah, we have. We've got over a trillion. There's definitely over a trillion. Tracy Ferguson, Tassie64 on the Twitter. Hi, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike.
What about us?
Yeah.
Tracy?
Yeah. Hi, Vanilla Web and her. A business bunker shout out for the fun and interactive February half term drama workshops Freya and I have created for 8 to 11 year olds from Sittingbourne Swale area. The theme is we are all different and unique, and to celebrate our strengths and those of others too. Hey, listen, there's loads of things going on in this half term with Tracy and Freya, and do check out what they're doing and get your kids booked onto it, because it looks like tremendous fun and a good time. So follow Tracy on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Tazzy64, T-A-Z-I-6-4. Give her a follow.
Barbara Saul, shout out for the next WordPress Maidstone meetup, please. Here they go. So it's for anyone who uses WordPress. Go check her out, Barbara Saul.
Cool. Anthony Jones, AJ Photo Info, his Twitter handle, Business Bunker Vanilla Web. Can we have a Business Bunker shout out for Mark Cates? That's M-A-K-A-T-E-S, but it's Mark Cates. They're trading at the Best of Faversham this Saturday with their preserves. Mark Cate makes jam, I think. That's what they're saying.
I hope they don't preserve, because I always think of like the science museum or something with a preserve.
Yeah, like a mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a finger in
I always wondered why the Egyptians covered people in jam. I couldn't work it out.
Actually, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
Why are you at Vanilla Web?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that. When I started my Twitter handle about 110 years ago, something like that, I was about to launch an internet company called Vanilla Web Internet. Yeah, so I started my Twitter handle with the term Vanilla Web, and then I didn't launch the company because I did something else. but because I now have 20-odd thousand followers, I didn't want to change it.
No, don't lose them.
But where did you get vanilla from? Do you like vanilla?
I do, but it was the idea was I was going to do a really plain and simple web design company that went, you know, if you're a small business, if you're a startup and you need a website, you don't want to spend thousands of pounds on it. You want just the plain vanilla.
I know why.
Two-page website.
Like, yeah. I know why. Ice cream, doesn't he?
Everybody loves vanilla.
Yeah.
Everybody loves vanilla. You don't choose it, would you? But everybody likes it.
But funnily enough,
I didn't start the company,
but I've been Vanilla Web on Twitter for years. Yeah. About a year ago, I got an email from a French company, and they said, a DM on Twitter, and they're called Vanilla Web IT, and they're French, and they tweeted me, and they went, "Can you stop using this name, please? Because we'd like to use it because it's our company." And I went, hold on a minute. When did you start your company? Last week. How many followers have you got on Twitter? 3. No, I can't. Why don't you change your name? I've had a tweet from Storm Chasers Digital as well. And they say, "Hi, Vanilla Web," and not her. Hi, Vanilla Web.
They didn't.
Oh. I made that bit up.
Excellent.
Hi, Vanilla Web. Off to a fab start with Channel Radio 2 and the Business Bunker Show. And speaking about businesses in Kent, could we have a shout out, please, for the next WordPress Academy, which is taking place at Dragon Co-working from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the 12th of February. Free registration. And they've given me a link to do that on, but it's obviously shortened it with a bit.ly link, so I can't read it. So the easiest thing is to follow them on the Twitter. Storm Chasers Web is their Twitter handle, and find out about the WordPress Academy. Really good fun. Go for it.
Oh, I was looking at my cryptocurrency. It's just dropped.
Have you? Oh.
Shall I buy? Shall I buy?
Sell, bird,
no,
sell.
I want to sell. Buy. Because Stephen just messaged me. I've just bought more. I'm like, that's not fair. One of us has got to work, isn't it?
Buy a futures contract.
What do you mean?
Buy a futures contract.
You can get
cryptocurrency futures now.
No way.
On the Chicago Exchange, yeah, you can.
See, what I love this. Should I do some emails? Because we haven't done any yet, have we? Venues and Events Expo South East, Thursday the 31st of May. Can I just say, I'm very excited about talking about May, especially with February. It's the East Kent Event Centre at Detton, the first event of its kind in the South East. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers. I'm loving this idea. Whether you are organising a business event, a meeting, a seminar, a conference, a workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need. That's at www, which means?
Web.
At venueseventexpo.co.uk.
Mm, nice one.
Yeah.
Cool. Hi, Paul. I hope you're well. Would you be able to give us a shout out for a couple of events? The Chinese New Year networking event on the 16th of February from 12 p.m. It's £10 a person. Join us for this networking event with a twist to help support the We Are Beams Dragons Retreat. Your ticket includes a Chinese buffet lunch supplied by the Jade Garden Restaurant Chatham, some great networking opportunities and many Chinese themed surprises heading your way. Our aim when running networking events is to give you great opportunities to meet and mingle with other businesses while having fun and giving back to the community. The price is just £10, payable on the day, with all profits going to We Are Beams charity to help them. It's an unmissable opportunity to give back to the community, meet new people and have some great fun. That's the Dragons 10, T-E-N. See what they did there?
That's
the
good,
Dragons
isn't it,
10. That's clever,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The Dragons 10, 1st of March, 7 p.m, free event. It's a business startup event. Have you started
birthday.
A business? Are you thinking of starting a business in 2018? Not sure where to start? Come along to our free business startup event, the Dragons 10. 10 amazing speakers will each give you 10 minutes about the most things you need to do in a startup business before anything else. We've carefully chosen our speakers to cover the business basics and give you a head start on your new venture. The speakers include Ash Lawrence, Zoe Cairns, Sally Marshall, Kay Sedgwick-Jones, Amwyn Cooper, David English, Ian Morris, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes and Natalie Thompson. And the tickets for both events are available at www.dragoncoworking.co.uk.
Are you not emceeing?
Apparently not.
5 million fund to get Folkestone working. The government has approved Shetway's district council's application for funding to help people in Folkestone into work. I'm so excited about this. The council has been allocated 2.5 million of funding by the government from the European Regional Development Fund and the European Social Fund after a successful bid to be part of their community-led local development programme. These European funds will be matched by funding from a variety of public and private sources, taking total investments available to 5 million. I tell you, Folkestone has got it going
on. It's really going
places.
It has,
yeah. They estimate that the fund will be used to deliver 3 objectives in the central, eastern and harbour areas of Folkestone by 2022, helping people into work, supporting local businesses, including provision of business space and improve access to services for businesses and residents. Super important. Please look at parking. It is the main I know we talk about it, but you've got to get this sorted as well. So for more information, please contact Mark, and his email is communications@shetway.gov.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I agree totally on both. Folkestone is a growing and upcoming place, yeah. And car parking in the whole of Kent is a shambles.
End of the lesson.
Yep.
But I think car parking everywhere now is a really huge challenge.
Yeah, it is.
And it's turning away businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, our politicians are anti-car and don't really care.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem. Rebecca Nutt, Serenity Becca. Hi, Paul. Can Serenity have a shout-out, please? We won the Guino?
Yeah.
Guino? How do you spell it? G-U-I-N-O-T. Yes. Guino. Crown Salon Award 2018 at the weekend. Super proud of all my team for their hard work and dedication.
Oh, well done.
So well done. Well done to Serenity Becca and the team at Serenity and winning that award.
Love the name. Mm. Brilliant. How to write sales quotations and tenders that convert. Wednesday the 7th of March 2018, 1:30 to 4:30. It's £95 plus VAT. And that's at Churchill Square Business Centre at Kings Hill, Westmorling. Go to www. Which means?
World Wide Web.
Masterclasseskent.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Who's actually running that though?
What was that?
Masterclasses Kent. Masterclasseskent.co.uk.
It's best business events, and was that the LinkedIn one?
It's not. It's the how to write sales quotations and tenders that come
Okay, Mike Kingston.
Oh,
Mike
cool. Kingston.
Yeah.
Are we live on air?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. You can tell because there's a big light that says on air.
New to this, guys. Sorry.
That's okay.
Western Hanger Castle tours. Learn about the history of this 1,000-year-old castle, the families who lived here, the mystery and intrigue which surrounds Rosamond's Tower, the architectural beauty of the Dovecote, and see the replica of the ship Discovery. Hey, look, these guided tours are pre-arranged. The adults are £9.50, children are £6, and family £28. 2 adults, 2 children. Under 5 to go 3. And you need to book on tours at westernhangercastle.co.uk. Get along because it is beautiful there.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic location. Do go and check it out.
And there's a ship in the garden.
There is. It's a replica of one of the first ships that sailed the Atlantic to the new colonies in Virginia.
I knew you'd know that. I knew you know.
It's amazing though because it's a full-size replica and people look and go, oh no, it's only half-size.
I know.
And they go, no, it's not. It transported 4,000 people. And it's only bigger than a rowing boat.
I know. Mm. It's crazy, isn't it?
I know. Amazing. Mm. Absolutely amazing. Most of them didn't survive though, to
Thanks
be fair.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You are a wealth of information, may I say.
I know.
Brilliant.
You are. You know well, not everything, but much more than I do.
We've got Alison Palmer from the FSB. Happy Tuesday. Shout out to all of us who run events in the county and across the South East. Did you know, Mr. Andrews, that their events are now on one Eventbrite page?
Are they indeed?
They are. So cool. Go to Surrey or East Sussex for FSB events.
Fantastic.
They've got lots planned for the future. I had a meeting with FSB this week and lots of exciting news moving forwards.
Mm, absolutely.
Can I just say, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I'm marathon training, right? I've just got to say it.
Not at the moment. You're trying to do a radio show.
Marathon training.
That's what it feels like.
And Stephen bought me this watch for Christmas.
It's lovely. Really like it.
Thanks. Mm. It's a sports watch.
But it looks like a fashion statement.
It tells me to move. I've done over 20,000 steps and it tells me to move. Just wanted to say that. I'm like, haven't I done enough today? Continue.
What are you telling me? You've got to go.
Impressive.
Heather?
Are you telling me you've got to go?
I've got to move.
And how many steps should we be doing minimum a day?
Oh, don't talk to me. Honestly, Anya, who picked out of the ether 10,000 steps?
I was going to ask you. You're the expert.
No, it's ridiculous. Who picked out of the ether you should eat 5 veg and fruit? It's nonsense, but it does give you a focus to move.
Absolutely.
That's true. I ate 5 grapes this morning. Does that count?
I'm not talking to you. I've done this all with you for years, and okay. I'm your friend, but that's about it. I'm not your coach.
I've lost
anymore.
The stone.
I know, you're looking beautiful.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Telcare Limited. The telecommunications systems provider, I'm ignoring you now. The telecom systems provider, all of you. The telecom systems providers over there in Rochester on the Midway City Estate, the lovely folks at Telcare. It's Business Bunker Day. Be smart. Get tuned in. Tweet Vanilla Web. Promote your business. It's simple, really. So thank you for that, Telcare. You lovely people.
Ah, Tenterden. Forget that last one. Bird and a Bike will shout us out. So Tenterden have just put me as well.
They've done what?
Tenterden. Is this a competition?
Yes.
Laura.
Toilets have just put me, not you.
Laura.
Also, Chris Hyde has just put me, not you. Just saying.
Are they all getting at me now?
No, I just think it's because I went on, you know, I just think it's funny. Mm. They're all on it now, Mr. Andrews. They're all on it now. Here, Chris Hyde said to me, Bird and a Bike, I'm with you on that point. It can't be a GCSE subject. I don't know what it can be, but he was like saying, yes, we all can't be entrepreneurs, but we can have that thought process.
Absolutely. Mm. I want to tell you about some networking taking place on Romney Marsh. It's the Marsh Networking Over Coffee. And the next event is on February the 7th, that's a Wednesday, and it's at 10 a.m. and it's at the Sinkport Arms, which is in the High Street, New Romney. And then on the 20th of February is the Marsh After Hours Networking. That's at 5 p.m. and that's taking place in the Ship on the High Street in Dymchurch. And then they're back to the Sinkport Arms on Wednesday the 7th of March at 10 a.m. for more networking over coffee.
Oh. Sorry, I was just checking to see if I needed a sale yet or buy.
She's obsessed with this, listener. She's doing is playing with her bitcoins.
Look, I'm showing everybody. I'm just not telling them. I'm showing them. I'm actioning. I'm here looking at bitcoin as well. We're going back up again. Do not buy. Carry on.
Fantastic. Do you know what? Do you know what? We're going to cut over early to the newsroom because I'm going to go and check my bitcoins. So we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom and then we're going to come back after that. Yeah. So here we go.
It is the Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
Brexit Minister Steve Baker says a leaked document which claimed the UK economy would be affected by every aspect of leaving the EU provides a selective interpretation of the report. Labour have called an urgent question in the House of Commons for the government to explain the full cost of Brexit, but Mr Baker said it sought to undermine the work being done to finalise any deals. Surrey police are looking for a burglar who's raided a number of multi-million pound homes in the southeast of England. Officers are concerned the suspect will eventually kill someone due to the violent nature of the attacks. It's claimed the skills used suggests he may have military training. A report has found that the BBC didn't